Good morning. After a dry night, clouds are beginning to thicken across interior New York and New England in advance of a warm front, which will slowly track through the region during the first part of the day today. Scattered showers will be possible as this front passes through, maybe even a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder through lunchtime. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and it will be quite humid, with temperatures pushing through the 70s and into the mid-80s on average for early afternoon highs. At this point, we'll track a wave of low pressure down the St. Lawrence Valley from the lower Great Lakes. At the same time, energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will be pivoting through the Great Lakes. The combination of these two features, in addition to the warm air and the humidity in place, will induce showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon and into the evening. With the jet stream energy, some of the storms could be on the stronger side, perhaps even severe, with gusty wind and hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours that could produce localized flash flooding. We'll continue the threat for showers and thunderstorms into the night tonight. As we get into the overnight period, though, things will tend to quiet down towards sunrise on Saturday, with lows in the middle and upper 60s. During the day on Saturday, we'll have some clouds and showers left over with some energy still passing by, maybe even a rumble of thunder through about lunchtime. Then drier weather will start to push in with increasing sunshine by the end of the day. Highs will be near 80. High pressure with more refreshing air will build in for the second half of the weekend and last into Monday. Both days will feature mostly sunny skies and lower humidity, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Tuesday as the next system approaches, but it should be dry through the daylight hours in the lower 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms will be likely again Tuesday night and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front currently extends from coastal New England southwestward through the Great Lakes, mid-Mississippi Valley, and into the southern plains. Warm, moist, unstable air from the Gulf of Mexico is flowing northward toward the front, allowing for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms along and ahead of it. This boundary is expected to slowly shift eastward heading into the weekend, as will the best shower and thunderstorm chances. The Weather Prediction Center has outlined an area along the front from the southern plains to the Tennessee Valley as being in a slight risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding, and that threat will shift eastward into Kentucky and Indiana during the day. Flash flood watches are in effect across north-central Kentucky and south-central Indiana ahead of the approaching system. Meanwhile, monsoonal moisture is making its way into the southwest. Excessive rainfall is likely, and flash flood watches and warnings are also ongoing here. The same air mass will cause widespread fire weather concerns, though, across other portions of the West. Scattered thunderstorms are expected across much of the West. However, a very dry surface layer will prevent most of the moisture from making it to the ground. As a result, any lightning that occurs out of these storms could easily induce new wildfires, plus thunderstorm winds could cause them to quickly spread. Red flag warnings and fire weather watches are currently in effect across much of Oregon, Idaho, southwest Washington, and western Montana as a result. Furthermore, ongoing wildfires continue to pollute the air with extensive amounts of smoke. Air quality alerts remain in effect across central California, as well as much of Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and northwest Montana. At Mount Washington this morning, partly cloudy skies and 51 degrees with a west wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and 40 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 70 degrees, the dew point 69, 97% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.07 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, scattered showers and storms, upper 80s. Boston, increasing clouds with scattered showers and storms, lower 80s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms and highs right around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 88 degrees, the low 69, the average temperature 79, that's 9 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.07 inches for the month and 25.13 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 97 set in 1913, and the record low 40 in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 6:04 a.m., sunset this evening 7:54 p.m., 13 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, humid today, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the mid-70s. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 80s. More showers and storms tonight in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, humid today, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. More showers and storms tonight in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some showers, perhaps a thunderstorm through lunchtime on Saturday, then increasing sunshine after that, around 80. Mostly sunny, lower humidity Sunday and Monday, near 80. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Tuesday, dry through the day, lower 80s. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms Tuesday night and Wednesday, and a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, all 3 days near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.